Hello and welcome back to Coffee Clatch.
Welcome.
I am Joanne Wild.
And I'm Betsy Quincy.
And we have a lovely show for you today.
We are so excited.
Yes, me in particular.
Both of us.
Okay. Today, our pastry is a lovely cobbler, also known as a buckle to some, with a Keurig blend that I'm very excited about.
Yeah. Keurig coffee blend of coffee.
Right.
Not in the pie.
Okay, well. How sweet the day is.
As we said before, we are very excited for today's broadcast. Our very special guest, Coach Daryl Lyle, is here, a life coach. We're very, very happy to have him.
Yeah, very, very happy to be here.
Wow.
Very excited.
Thank you. We can't believe we got you.
Oh, well, I'm free.
Oh.
I have lots of spare time now.
Is everything okay?
Oh, no. I just, as you know, I used to coach the local high school football team.
Yes.
And I have since left that tenure to work more on my life coaching.
Right.
And my motivational speaking.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bit of a discrepancy about, there was a scandal at the high school that involved me and my wife and the players on the team.
Well, I can say I did not hear about that.
No.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't consider it a scandal. I consider it totally fine. I pay my players to have sex with my wife. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I heard rumors about that.
Bryce is one of the water boys on the team a while back, right, Bryce?
That's right.
Yeah, you remember Mrs.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like it was probably just a big misunderstanding to me. Yeah.
No, we knew what we were doing. We were pretty confident in what we were doing. I didn't think it was wrong. You know, I don't know what young man. Well, you know what? That's not neither here nor there. I didn't want to.
That's all right.
Turn this into a scandal.
Oh no!
But what's important to know is I've moved on, and now I'm focusing more on my other life, which is life coaching, motivational speaking,
yes,
and firewalking.
Wow.
Yes.
Firewalking.
Firewalking.
Wow. What? Wow. What is firewalking?
It's walking on fire.
It's just what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Wow. I've heard of fire juggling. I know people that, I know I'm not supposed to talk about this, but I've heard of that thing.
My dad's a firefighter.
Yeah, well, this is neither of those two things.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're familiar with flame.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. It's a motivational speaking technique. You'll go to a city that has a company that needs some sort of motivation, and one of the things we teach them is you can do anything. You can do what you set your mind to do.
Including walking on fire.
Yeah, coals. Well, I mean, they're coals. They're hot coals.
Has anyone been injured?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
And they let you continue?
Hmm?
And they let you continue?
Well, I mean, they in most states, yes.
Oh.
The deal is if you're hurt, you wanted to get hurt, is the idea. But if you don't want to get hurt, you won't get hurt.
I feel like that relies a lot on outside luck, outside sources.
I would not want to be hurt. So that, I think.
You don't want to get hurt?
I could do that. Yeah.
You know what you do when you're walking on fire?
What?
You scooch.
Okay.
Oh, so if you don't want to get hurt, you move quickly.
Exactly.
Oh.
Exactly. You see?
Oh, I might not be good at that.
Oh, you never know. You don't scooch?
Joanne is, she's a slow walker.
Oh.
Yeah. She doesn't really move fast for anything.
I like to take the day in.
Well, firewalking would not be a place to take the day in.
Hmm.
It also helps if you have like heavy calluses on your feet.
Yes, that is true too. Just like in life, calluses protect you from life's coal.
Yeah.
Coal.
Wow. Is that a metaphor you often use in your speaking?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have shirts.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Great.
Did you guys enjoy the pastry that we?
I did.
I was so excited. I forgot. The Keurig blend though, is very very good. What What is Keurig?
It's a little machine that makes the coffee for you with these little pods.
Pods?
Yeah. Apparently they're not so good for the environment, so I'm just using up the rest of my stash.
Oh, okay.
You know where the pods end up? Well, it's delicious. They end up in that garbage patch in the Pacific Ocean.
You talking about Garbage Island?
Yeah, Garbage Island.
I've seen Garbage Island.
Have you flown over it, or have you taken a boat?
I was working on a cruiser.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What were you doing?
Top secret. I'm not really allowed to talk about it.
That's fair.
We're hauling nuclear weapons.
Oh, wow. Wow. To or from Garbage Island?
By Garbage Island.
Oh, just by.
We weren't going to Garbage Island.
Okay.
It's just if you're going to cross the Pacific, you're going to cross Garbage Island.
Is it pretty?
Garbage Island?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it probably looks like it sounds, like an island full of garbage.
I mean, I've never been to an island, so I just assumed it was also nice.
Well, it's not an island you would vacation at, probably.
Okay.
No, yeah, I don't think so. It's basically just a whole bunch of plastic bottles all put together.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of a rat king?
No.
It's where a lot of rats are in a very small space together for so long that they fuse together and they all become one and they're one giant rat king, and it just kind of reminds me of
I've not heard that before. Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
You mind if I use that for my motivational speaking?
If you can find a way to make that motivational, absolutely.
Oh, I believe corporations are giant rat kings.
Wow.
I think you're onto something there.
Huh. I never thought about corporations that way. I've always thought of them as not people, because that's what Mitt Romney says, and that guy's a loser.
So they're rats.
Yeah.
Or rat kings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if a corporation is a bunch of rats, and a corporation works together as one, eventually they become one giant rat.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Bernie Sanders is going to extinguish that rat.
Oh, wow. You're one of those Bernie kids, huh?
I've been feeling the burn for a while.
Mm.
Have you been firewalking?
No, not yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
You want
to
firewalk with me?
I would love to firewalk with you,
Come
Crouch.
On over.
Yeah. I'm going to move us on to the social media section.
Okay.
If that's okay with
Absolutely.
Everybody.
Okay, here we go.
Sorry about that. That was not the right music here.
Bryce, I think you're too excited.
Okay. It's okay, Bryce.
I've picked one question for us today because I feel like it really inspired a lot of questions in me, both intellectually and spiritually. Deborah, who's from Blue Rock, is curious. Betsy, Joanne, Bryce. And Coach Lyle, too. Mm-hmm. You feel free to answer this.
Sure.
What religion do you practice? And if you don't practice a religion, how do you sleep at night?
Hmm.
Wow, that comes off as a little bit confrontational to me, the way it's worded. Go ahead.
I don't like to talk about religion. It's a hard-hitting issue, yes, sure, but I have a private life, and that's why my name is Joanne Wild on this show.
That's not your real name?
No, it's an alias.
Oh.
She doesn't like to broadcast too much about herself.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll answer. I don't have a specific religion. I will say I was raised Catholic, but I had a very good friend who was Jewish growing up, and I did attend a lot of temple with her, and I always wished I could have had a bat mitzvah. So I don't feel connected to one religion specifically, and I don't attend any religious services, but I will go if somebody invites me. Mm-hmm. I consider myself one with all religions.
Mm. Isn't a bar mitzvah only for boys?
Well, I said bat mitzvah, and a bat mitzvah is for a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Two different kinds.
See, I'm agnostic. I really don't prefer any religions. I think there's a great spirit out there, but I don't want to put my earthly feelings onto it or like assign words to something that is so grand.
Mm. I'm Zoroastrian. It's an ancient Persian religion. It's a series of religions, cabals and cults developed in Persia in the 1200 BCs, I guess you could say. Eventually, that's where the gypsy culture came from in India. A lot of the Zoroastrians left Persia, fled because of religious intolerance, moved to India, became what we know as the modern gypsy, and then they came back east.
Wow.
So do you consider yourself a gypsy?
In religions, I feel I am. I'm part gypsy, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
What is your wife?
Huh?
Your wife?
Oh, what religion is my wife?
Yeah.
I don't think she's religious at all. We never really talked about it.
How interesting.
Yeah, we should have talked about.
Yeah, what kind of wedding did you have?
Oh, well, you were there, Bryce. Oh, it was kind of a medieval times type thing.
Oh.
We had jousting. Mm-hmm. We had LARPing, I think that's what the kids call it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, sure.
Live action role playing?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
My nephew does that.
There's trumpets, fanfare. There was like a roasting of a hog.
Yeah, we had a whole hog.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Had an apple in its mouth. It was sure. really cool.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
My whole team was there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, was this before or after you hired them to?
Well, it wasn't one single event. That's something I'd been doing for 5-6 years. You know, it's just kind of a passage of man, if you will. Mm-hmm. And also, I haven't been able to sexually satisfy my wife for a good 10 years. So... I figured this worked out for both worlds. First of all, I'm not allowed to pay my kids, but they need a little money. Sure. And also, you know, some of them have never had, you know, Bryce, have never had sexual relations. So everybody's happy.
That's how I lost my virginity.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Wow. Learning so much today.
I think we should talk about religion again, probably, right now.
I have more questions about this, and that is,
okay,
whose idea was it? And how did you decide with your wife that this was something that you could do?
It's hard to say. I think we came up with it together. We were in a tequila drinking binge, as we were wont to do. Mm-hmm. It was summertime, so it was before football season. We're just saying, how can we cure this problem? And it just kind of came up. I guess Gail came up with the idea. Oh. I didn't even think about it. Yeah, Gail came up with it.
Wow. And you just had no problem. You just want her to be happy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've been living in separate houses for a while now, so.
Oh.
Yeah. It's on the same property.
Just two different houses.
Sure. Oh. A lot of people do that.
And
I don't know.
We were happy to help out Coach in any way we could because he taught us so much about football and teamwork and just camaraderie in general.
What did I tell you all? Scooch.
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 Yeah. Scooch.
I just think, you know, before I met you, I thought, you know, motivational speaker. Mm. Why do you need that? Like you should be able to motivate yourself. If you need somebody else to motivate
you, that's true, yeah.
Then, you know, what's the point?
What's the point of being motivated?
What's the point of you doing whatever you're going to do? Like if you need somebody else to motivate you, like you should be able to motivate yourself if you want to do
something. So if you can't motivate yourself, you should just die?
Well, maybe not die.
Commit suicide?
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like if I say for instance I wanted to write a cookbook.
Okay.
And I wasn't motivated, so I went to your motivational
Absolutely.
Speaking engagement, and you motivated me to do it.
Absolutely.
Why should I write that book now when I wasn't motivated myself to do it? You know, my heart wasn't really in it, so I shouldn't do it at all.
Oh, so you should have never done it in the first place.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll find that out. Maybe you don't need a motivational speaker, you need a demotivational speaker. Mm-hmm. Somebody to tell you to quit doing what you're doing.
Oh, I see. So like reverse psychology?
Yeah, or a therapist. Yeah, reverse psychology, I think, is the right word.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There are many different kinds of motivations.
Mm-hmm. That's true, actually.
May I speak from my own experience with Coach Lyle?
If it's appropriate.
Maybe. Sure, it's very appropriate.
Okay.
Well, as you guys know, I was caught urinating outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And a police officer caught me,
mm-hmm.
And now I'm on the sexual offender registry list,
mm-hmm.
and it was a very dark period. My mom disowned me, my dad, you know, took me in, but was very disappointed, and I was just not in a great place, and, you know, I remembered what Coach Lyle said, you have to scooch long, and I scooched all the way to Blue Rock Public Radio, and I found you guys.
There it is.
Wow. And
there it is. Scooch works.
Scooch.
Scooching works.
And you guys should be happy and thankful for Coach Lyle, because I never would have found you guys without his wit and his tenacity and his general...
And my wife.
And Mrs. Lyle.
That's inappropriate. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I guess...
I apologize.
I won't get too graphic, but Gail helped out quite a bit.
All right.
Oh, she did?
Gail Lyle.
Oh, yeah. Joanne. It's hard because what you're doing seems to really be helping people.
Then what's hard?
Well, the hard part is maybe digesting it. Digesting how...
Are you saying your Catholic Jewish morals are getting in the way of
maybe
being
just
successful?
World morals, my own morals. No, not getting in the way. Maybe it's hard for me to accept that, you know, paying young boys to sleep with your wife. It did help them, so that's wonderful.
Yes.
But it's hard to accept that is
well,
how
I have a
done.
Question. Who am I hurting with that? People are making money, people are experiencing something, and people are happy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, see, that's the hard question, because I don't really have an answer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, when myself and a couple of the other boys would sleep with Gail, you know, you would usually, you know, close the door and
sure.
say, you know, have a great time.
Yes, it's your time.
Here's the lube. Here are the condoms.
You don't have to get exact with every word, but
sure. But I guess I always kind of wondered when I was in there, like, what were you off doing? Like, were you, like, thinking, like, what were you?
Are you trying to imply that maybe I was watching from the closet?
No.
Like there was a secret passageway, so when I left the bedroom, I could go around into the closet and film it?
I mean, that was very specific.
I'm just seeing if that's what he's suggesting.
I mean, I didn't think about that, but I guess now I'm thinking about that.
I don't think I did that.
No?
No.
Well, we want to say thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
For being here.
Thank you. It's great to see you again, yeah. Coach.
Good to see you, Bryce.
Definitely one of the most interesting shows we've had.
I don't like the Keurig coffee. I'm sorry.
You don't have to be upset about that.
Are we all okay with that?
I'm okay with it.
Then everything's going to be... See? You're better now.
Okay.
You've walked over the coals.
I scooted.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
Wow. This was, you know, this was beneficial.
Very good.
Thank you.
Now, can I send out my Gail's number?
Oh.
No, probably not.
No, not this time.
No, that would be prostitution.
No. Yes, that would.
Okay.
Okay, so we just want to thank Tom's Deli on the corner of Greenwich and Fairfax.
They provided the pie today.
Yeah.
But not the coffee.
No, not the coffee.
That pie is delicious, by the way.
Yeah.
It's very good.
So good.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the store did have to close down because Tom did kill himself.
Oh.